It's Monday, the 3rd of October. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's your sports. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Well, a double punch in the gut for the Aggies and their fans that they've endured the last two Saturdays. Just like mirror images, the Aggies turn wins into losses against Oklahoma State first and then Arkansas this last Saturday at Cowboys Stadium. Twice, nearly 20-point first-half leads disappeared. Second half collapses, and a team that could have been 4-0 and ranked in the nation's top five is now 2-2 and barely hanging on to the top 25. The shock, the disappointment, just the outright anger lingers for the fans, but the Aggie coaches have the job of keeping the team focused on the future while correcting the mistakes. Pass coverage on defense, safeguarding the ball on offense. Ryan Tannehill, the quarterback.
We really suffered two tough losses. Everyone's experiencing the pain that comes from these. And, we're going to see next week what kind of men we have in the locker room, what kind of men that can turn around from adversity and move the ship the right direction. And, we saw last year that we had those kind of guys in the locker room. So it's just a matter of us making it happen, fixing the things that need to get fixed, playing a better second half. We've had two good first halves the last 2 weeks, and then came out and haven't got it done in the second half. So I think once we can get the second half figured out, we'll be all right.
Besides the costly turnovers, offense was hardly the issue on Saturday. 38 points, 628 yards of total offense. That'll win you most games, except for when the other team completes 30 passes on you for a school record 510 yards like Arkansas did. Coach Mike Sherman talked about the defense and hinted that there might be some changes coming.
Obviously, we didn't play well in defense, not the standard that we've come to think we should play by. I also think that the offense, we could have done a lot more on offense in the second half than we did and control that football game. We were moving the ball. We had 628 yards on offense, but at the same time, there were opportunities for us to keep drives alive. We were 2-3 and out to start the second half, if I'm not mistaken, and we had a penalty later in the third quarter, that fourth quarter maybe, that brought a play back. We just had some inopportune things happen, but I think the offense certainly could contribute more than what we contributed today. But to answer your question on the defensive side, we definitely have to shore up some things. We have to look at personnel really hard to make sure that we're playing with the right people. And we have a bunch of youngsters that are waiting to play, that I'm always pushing the envelope with our coaches, and they're more for, they like the experience, I like the talent. And so we'll have some heart-to-hearts this week, particularly on Monday, about which direction we're going to go and make sure that what happened today doesn't happen again. It's 2 weeks in a row, two games that take nothing away from either opponent because they were the ones that won the football game. But I thought we should have had the games in hand in the second half, and it ended up that we didn't. And that's on all of us. It's on me, it's on the players, on the coaches, and we need to all get that fixed.
Nonetheless, the 24th-ranked Aggies must now look ahead to what will be the 70th and possibly the final game for a long, long time with Texas Tech. They'll kick off a little after 6 Saturday in Lubbock. Also this Saturday, besides A&M and Tech, Texas, Oklahoma, and Dallas, Kansas at Oklahoma State, Missouri at K-State, and Iowa State is at Baylor. The Bryan Vikings and the A&M Consolidated Tigers will both take 2-0 district records into their crosstown showdown Friday night. Consol beat Ellison. Bryan got by Shoemaker last week to set up an early district showdown that could certainly boost the playoff chances for the winner. Albert Pujols hit a go-ahead single in the 7th inning. Cliff Lee blew a 4-run lead, and the Cardinals rallied past the Philadelphia Phillies 5-4 yesterday to even their National League playoff best-of-5 matchup at 1 game each. Milwaukee has protected its home field advantage in a National League Division Series against Arizona, winning 2. The Brewers pounded out a 9-4 win yesterday. Milwaukee go for the sweep on Tuesday in Phoenix. Yankees and the Tigers head to Detroit tied 1-1 in their best-of-5 divisional series. Jose Valverde held off a furious New York rally in the 9th inning to get a 5-3 win in Game 2. Game 3 will be tonight in Detroit. And the Texas Rangers and the Tampa Bay Rays series will shift from Texas to Florida for Game 3 tonight. The defending champion Rangers earned a split in the opening 2 games by beating Tampa Bay 8-6 on Saturday. Detroit Lions erased a 24-point deficit to beat the Dallas Cowboys 34-30 yesterday. Tony Romo had two of his three interceptions run back for touchdowns in the second half. The Cowboys fall to 2-2 after blowing their second double-digit lead of the season.
Well, we lost, so obviously we didn't get the job done, and turnovers obviously were a big part of that. You got to correct them, figure out the little things to why they happened, and I'll make sure that you know, it's just hard. This is.
And Arian Foster ran for 155 and a touchdown, and the Texans beat Pittsburgh 17-10 in a game filled with injuries. Matt Schaub threw for just 138 yards and a score to Owen Daniels, but the Texans lost Andre Johnson and Ben Tate to injuries. Steelers lost Rashard Mendenhall, and James Harrison got hurt, too. Hey, there's your look at sports. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in on this Monday to WTAW.com.